in the last segment, you saw Sarah get very frustrated with the debugger and ran up against a couple of problems, which she promised to report bugs on. So that's
to
what
raid.
To raid bugs on.
Yeah, so the...
You know the history.
Explain the term? Yeah, yeah, I know the history from your last...
Okay, they might not know
the history. Well, your last channel line video, you
explained it. Okay, I'm going to explain
it
again. So it's the old... We now use a tool called Product Studio, but back in the day it was called Raid, as in a can of raid, to go and kill the bugs, which you can tell us how either how old someone is on the team or how new someone is on the team when you say, oh, okay, I'll just raid it. And they're like, what? What? So, okay. And then there's some people that are like, you do know we're using Product Studio. So that's always a confidence booster. So what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to get a repro. It's just not enough information to say, hey, sometimes I can't use a tooltip in the debugger, because if you say that, what's going to happen is they're going to send the bug right back to you, assign the bug to you, and say, we need more repro steps. So you want to minimize the number of steps to reproduce a bug and just make it as easy as possible for the dev and for the triage team to realize, hey, this is pretty bad. This is a bug that our customers are going to run into, because you know I don't own the data tips or the watch window, but so I'm basically a customer using it, so I want to make sure that this gets investigated. So what I'm doing right now is rerunning the test case, and I put a breakpoint just like we had in the lab, and I just have to wait a few seconds to it's about to create the project item, and should break any time now. Yay! Okay, so now I'm going to select the text, because I had it selected. And I always like to, whenever I do repros, I like to do the exact thing that I did. Okay, so I have two things I selected, and then I hover over, and then I can't click inside. So now my next question is it broken completely, or is it just broken for this particular scenario? So I'm going to mouse over another file, and I see, or another variable, and I notice, oh, I can select this. So, okay, I can select a single guy, but for whatever reason, when I select both of these, it doesn't, I'm not allowed to copy the, I don't want to edit it, I just want to copy it, but, so there is a copy here, but I'm so used, I don't want to copy the whole thing, I just want to copy this. So it might be a right click, but let's just see. Can I just do this one? Come on.
What if you select two variables above where you're not at the breakpoint?
So what I just did was, I thought maybe it was because I had two of them selected at the same time, mm-hmm. but that's not it. It's this method right here. I can't click inside and copy. Mm-hmm. What about this guy? But this guy I can't. So it's mm-hmm. something about this method that I'm not allowed. So let's copy it and see what happens. Start run. Get a notepad. Let's see. See, that's the problem. That copy gets the whole thing. I don't want the whole thing. I want just this so that I can bring up the start run menu like I was in the lab and see, oh, okay, my test cases are really there. So what I'm going to do now is I feel like I have is the enough step or the exact steps to reproduce this. Although I'm not quite sure what is special about this this method by this property. So I'm going to stop the project now. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add the test case code to the bug so they can just run it and set the breakpoint there and get the exact repro that I did.
Could it be that edit field only comes up if the property is read-write and that's a read-only
property?
Yeah,
so this is read-only. So I might be able to do something a little bit more, a little bit quicker. Do create private read-only only. No, let's not even do it from here because that might take a little bit of time. Let's do it right in the project that I created. I've never had anyone videotape me coding before. Alright. just need to call it from somewhere. Just quickly throw a button on here. And then when I double click the button, I do, what is that property? Still. No. Some public. Any properties we share? Sweet. I wonder if that makes a difference that it's shared. No, I think it's a read only, but I want to make sure that the read row is exactly what I have to start in the lab. Thingy, and then h.fs, and let's run this quick button. I get breakpoint. Come on, and then click. So it's read only. That's a problem. I can't. So they don't want you to edit the field, so they're not allowing you to get the cursor inside. But they're also not allowing me to copy just that variable. So it could either maybe, yeah.
So you're still going to complain in log about it.
Copy value.
So it's copy value. I was about to say,
so
oh, okay.
By design.
So yeah, I'm just an idiot this whole time because I just never noticed that. But I could just go here and say copy value. But then
that's
again,
not necessarily intuitive.
Right. I mean, because I was just like, because I don't want to right click. You know, I'm so used to just, clicking here and getting the value. So, so let's do that copy value. So, and then we go to Candy Notepad, which is close. It's going to have a third party involved and foo. So it's the copy value that I wanted. I didn't know you could right click on the data tips until just now. Because I'm so used to just, copying and stuff. So, it's obviously worth rating because you saw that I just didn't get that at the beginning. Because there's no reason why, at least I don't think there's a reason why they can't allow me to get the cursor inside but not allow me to change the value.
Right.
Or even if I change the value, just ignore it. I don't know. So I'm going to...
If they let you have a cursor, then you can't edit anything, then...
It's like a read-only directory. I can get the cursor in here
exactly.
And copy, but I can't edit. So that's what I'm learning through RAID. And then I have the video to go along with the bug, which will definitely be a new experience. So
you can show them this whole conversation.
Oh, man. How to RAID a by-design bug.
Well, this is practically a usability study in action.
Yeah, I can actually mark it as a user experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to do is, first thing you should always do is look to make sure that the bug has already been raided. But it's kind of difficult because I'm not on the debugger team, so I'm not quite sure where all this goes, but I know where the debugger watch window data tips come. So it's either watch window or data. Let's do data tips. Here it is. And we're going to say title contains read-only. I'm going to have read-only as one word, and title contains read-only as two words. And group that. Lessons learned. You can tell I've been testing and doing this for a while. You learn these little things because you'll
more them.
You know what? That might help. Thank you, Marie.
You would be a good QA new hire.
Yes. So now we just wait for products to come back to me. And then I'm also thinking while it's, searching, like, what else could someone raid the bug as? Pressing enter. Okay, so one bug came up, and it's kind of old. It's closed, and it's not really what I was expecting. And so what I do a lot of times, too, when I kind of do kind of like the first guess at searching for a bug, I'll type up the title and then search for the keywords in my title that I just wrote. And people who like to log bugs on Lady Feedback, this is a good title. So because you get you know, titles are like one or two words, and that doesn't really help us. So I'm gonna, so this is how we would normally enter a bug title.
Do you think title search is like the most important search that people do internally?
Oh, totally. Yeah, well, at least for me it is, because as a QA, I want to see if there are dupes. That's my biggest thing. I read bugs, so I want to make sure that I'm not reading dupes. So that's so it's critical, because you don't want to search throughout the entire description, which I think people think that, oh, they'll just search the description, which is one of the things I first did. I was just like, oh, I'll just search for description. I'm like, why is it so slow?
It takes forever to
Yeah, exactly.
Out.
And my manager came in and was like, what are you doing? So, yeah, titles are very good to have descriptive titles. So
it wasn't me, I swear.
So data tip, what?
I said it wasn't me, I swear.
About what?
Coming in and asking you what you're doing.
Oh, no, that wasn't Josh. I've had many managers, but it wasn't Josh. Data's when the value is read-only. The data tip doesn't allow me to select the text from within. User cannot select the text from within the data tip. The value is read-only. User cannot select the text from within the data tip. So I got the name of the feature. I got the problem. So the name of the feature is data tip. So the problem is the user can't select the text from the data tip. And what causes this problem when the value is read-only. So I think those three things are the most important things in the bug title. I never thought about that until just now. So, all right, and then I'm going to put the path. And by muscle memory, I try to go under the editor, which I know is not right, because I'm not going to be able to find the path that way. Debugger, UI. And data tips. There we go. And severity curve. It took me a little bit, but I did figure it out. So we have the guidelines, like, S1 is a crash, S2 is the feature's pretty badly broken, S3 is kind of like it's frustrating, X4 is kind of cosmetic. So I'm going to put 3-3. Priority is how soon should they get this. I think customers would be mad at me if I said this is, we would keep Wibby from shipping because I can't select this text. So that's why I want to have it as a 3-3 and let their triage decide. So you know a little bit, they've done a little bit more usability studies about this than I have using Prime. Then I'm going to put the build number that this reproved for, and I think I have it re-imaged in the well. Help found. I want to say it's actually using the product to do test cases, but we don't really have a field for that. I'm just going to put ad hoc, which really means, hey, I was using the product and happened to stumble over this product, this bug. Source, I'm from testing. Source ID is not a required field, but it's good for tracking in case the bug gets ported to a different database, or when you get married, your alias changes, and then you have to go back for all your bugs and update. So I always put source ID, and it's just one of those things that was always hard. It's definitely not blocking, like I said. And then I want to mark it as a user experience bug. Ease and I'm going to mark it using efficiency. I used to be a part of the triage team for the user experience bugs in Wibby, so I know that they'll pick this up and, you know, and put in their 2 cents. So the description, another thing I do too, but I always put the path in at the end because I don't want to accidentally save the bug without data in it. But description, when the value of a particular of a given property or variable is read only, I can no longer select the text. I understand that I can't modify it, but the data tip should act like a read only edit box in. Should act like a read only edit box. That is, allow me to select the text, but don't allow me to edit. Three first steps. One, create a project. Two, declare, create variable, read, and initialize it. 3, set a break point on the line at step 2. And you notice I say create a project. I don't say create a VB project because, actually, I probably should do create a VB project, even though I think it's probably most likely going to repro for all the languages. But let's just be really specific here. Create a VB project. But I'll make notes, but this will most likely repro for any language. It just really helps to know this is required project, if so, what type of project. Since I'm doing this for time, I'm just going to give them a note, because they'll know off the bat if this is something specific or not. So the breakpoint is going to run to breakpoint. 5, hover cursor over the step 2. 6, attempt to select and copy the text value from the data tip just as if it were read only results. You can't, it isn't intuitive enough to know, hey, you know, this variable is read only, so I should right click to select to invoke the copy value item from the context menu. What do you think?
Good. Perfect.
Yay. Okay, expect it. Same behavior. Same consistent behavior. Regardless whether the property, the variable is read only or not. And so I just did a quick sanity check to make sure everything's right, where I want it. I can always update it later, but hey, if I can save myself some time, I leave it to active. Active means that triage teams have to pick it up and assign it to someone or resolve it and send it back to me. And hit save. And that is how I'd like to get started.
Great. Your guess, Sarah? What's going to happen?
My guess, what is going to happen. So it all depends on the number of bugs currently in that, for that feature area. If they don't have many bugs, then they might actually take a hard look at this. But if they have a lot of bugs, like higher severity and priority, then this will probably most likely get put in so that they can get those bugs out of the door, which is, you know, totally understandable. You know, sometimes you get kind of like passionate about a bunch of bugs, but, you know, as Sean has no idea what I'm talking about. He's never heard my tirades. I wish. But usually something like this, hey, there is a workaround, and hey, I did find it eventually. But so I could go 50-50 either way. I would not push back on them if they won't fix it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Cool.
Yay. The life of a bug. The beginning, the birth of a bug.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Yeah.